This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Other thing was the Selena versus Hailey Bieber.
She's spoiled. She's a brat. Huge brat.
Well, I would say that they're both probably like that.
Yeah, 100%. One of them is just naturally, by nature, a brat. The other one is could possibly just be trolling her because she's a brat.
The other...
And I don't care about any of it.
Let's take a breath. Hi, guys. I'm Sydney Lodwako, and welcome to Something to Share. Every Wednesday, I share the mic with people you may recognize, experts in their fields, people I find inspirational, or people who make me laugh, like my fiancé, Nick, giving them a platform to dive into the things that they really want to talk about. We all have something to share, something that we're going through, and something that we need to hear. So let's get started. What time did Dixie get you up this morning?
4:45.
That was the first time she tried?
The first time she tried was at like 4:36 or something like that.
On a normal day, what time does she usually start the process?
About 10 after 4. Yeah. And then I get her back to sleep. I usually have to say no like 3 times. And then let her cry for like another minute. And then she usually goes back to sleep on her own. And then the second she goes back to sleep, you start flipping blankets around, wake her back up, and she's like, sounds like somebody's up there.
You know what happens?
She's like, hey, good morning, Kanye.
What happens is she wakes me up a little bit with her like whining, and then I realize I have to pee. And then I go through this internal thing where I'm like, okay, don't think about
it. Well, you hold it, turd.
I don't know what that's from. I'm just going to carry on.
You just watched the preview for it yesterday.
Oh, the something Kane, General Kane?
Major.
Major pain?
Yes.
So yeah, my brain, I'm like, okay, don't think about the fact that now you have to pee while I'm trying to coax myself back to sleep. Because if I wake up for any reason, I'm up. That's it for me. And I don't want to be a 4 a.m.
Same with Dixie. So
anyways, welcome back to the podcast. It's been a long time that you and I have sat here and just shot the shit. Last time we got a little intimate with our podcast with Maddie. Talked about all the questions that lead to love. Now that we're more in love, I want to come back and just talk about the latest. What has been up with you?
Your work?
Yeah. That shirt is giving me strong like Reptar vibes. Yeah, reminds you of Rugrats. So his shirt says, extremely ready for bed, and it's a dragon that looks like Reptar riding a skateboard wearing sunglasses. Ollie-ooping? No, what's it called when you do a...
Ollie?
An ollie. He's ollieing over the bed.
You know what vibes it gives me? Butterfly in the sky.
Reading rainbow?
I can go twice as high.
It's in a book.
Take a look. Yeah. It's in a book. Reading rainbow.
Such a Shall we get into our big moments of the week that you want to share?
We can, but I completely forgot what you...
I have the notes right now.
What you have prepared for me.
So what I prepared for you today is for you to share your moment of the week when you came into some money.
Oh, I feel like deep down Kevin was pissed.
Kevin, your brother.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't gamble on sports. I don't bet on sports like really ever. Because I'll get hooked and I'll lose everything. So I don't do it. But for whatever reason, I was like, you know what? in the spirit of March Madness, in the spirit of UFC last weekend, I'm going to throw some money down. I'm going to see if I can win something. So, did a three-leg parlay on the UFC fights last weekend, which were perfect because they started, the main card started at like 5 p.m.
Yeah, I loved that.
Well, it was overseas.
Oh.
So, we got through, I mean, by 7:30, I think, is when the final fight started. But anyway, I did a three-leg parlay, deciding the winner and how they won, for those of you who don't know what that is. Like, essentially, you could do a three-leg parlay where it's like, in order to win money, all three of those things have to happen exactly how it's written,
mm-hmm.
right? So this person has to win by knockout in the third round, or like this person has to win by decision. And I chose the last three fights perfectly. Did you hear that horn?
Yeah, I was like, can you turn,
the hell's going on?
Turn it down?
Hey, guys. But no, I got the last three fights. And the reason it's so, like, the reason I like it is because, yeah, like, it's very rare that you're gonna win everything, because, like, all three of these things have to happen in order to win anything. But the reward is really high.
Mm-hmm.
So I put down, like, $25, and I made quite a bit. I made quite a bit. I'm not going to say what I made, but I made a lot more than $25. Let's just say that.
What would you say your strategy was?
There is no strategy in gambling. The only thing you can do is look at past history and, like, base your bets off that.
Like,
these people who are degenerate gamblers,
mm-hmm.
they'll tell you straight up and down, like, I know exactly what I'm doing. It's like, well, you don't. Nobody does. You can have a hunch. Mm-hmm. Like, you can have a pretty good educated guess at what the outcome is and, like what you're putting your money on. But a lot of times, to win the big bucks, you got to put money on the underdog. And that goes against everything that you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if everything's telling you this team's going to beat the shit out of the other team, and you put money on the other team, the reward's really high. But why would you ever put money on that team? Because they're not going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do win, and you're like, I'm a genius. I knew that was going to happen. You're like, you're an idiot. You just gambled. That's all you did. That's what betting on sports is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what betting on anything is.
Sounds like you just have to be comfortable with a lot of risk.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that strategy.
High risk, high reward. Mm-hmm. Low risk, low reward.
So yeah, he's a winner. And then immediately I was like, guess what we should spend that money on?
Yeah, I had the money for not even 24 hours and immediately went back into the wedding, which is fine. I mean, that's what I originally wanted to do it for anyway. I was like, let's throw some money down and see what, you know, see how this can help with the wedding.
And it sure did. So yeah. Thanks for that.
This basket is entirely too close to my knee.
It's my makeup basket. Dixie got into it the other day. I don't know what she thought was in there. She didn't actually get into it, but she was like, hey, I never knew this before, but there's something in this basket.
Yeah.
And then she wouldn't give it up.
She knew. She just was waiting for the time to do it, and you gave her the opportunity.
Yeah. She started climbing on it. I was like, bro, get down. My moment of the week was, I have been trying to find a new workout routine. My studio closed that I was teaching at, which I kind of relied on as my daily exercise, and I had to quickly pivot and find something that worked. Luckily, I had a gym membership this entire time for like 2 years now. I've had a gym membership that I haven't been paying for, and I've been telling this guy over here, hey, I think we should cancel my membership because I'm never going and it's costing quite a bit of money and I don't have time to go. Why don't we cancel it? Or I would go and I would just walk on the treadmill for 20 minutes, or I would just go sit in the sauna and then leave. I really didn't use it for what it was supposed to be used for. But luckily, you didn't cancel it. Luckily, you dragged your feet on that. Maybe you knew, had an instinct that this would happen.
Yeah, I put money on it.
Yeah. Psychic abilities. And
I won a bet.
So I've been
with myself.
I've been trying to figure out what I'm going to do next. So I've tried HIIT classes at the gym. I've tried Pilates. And I was looking for a good dance cardio class the other day. And I saw this one. It was called
I'm not going to say the name because I don't want people like, oh, you go to this gym. It was called Something Dance. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go try that out, see how it is. The second I walked through that door, first of all, my first clue should have been the fact that the class was around 11:30 a.m., which is not like a prime time for exercise for people. Usually people are like at work at that time. It was at 11:30 and I walked in and I was immediately like, I messed up. Everyone was, I'll just say, not around my age group. The closest person in age to me was probably like my mom's age. And
very young.
We started it off and we were getting it, you guys. I was like, you know what? I shouldn't be here, but I'm just going to embrace it and see what this is like. We started with some sprinkle fingers, some foot taps, some little grapevines. We did an Irish jig at one point, too. It was quite the class. So I ended up in the wrong place. But
shout out to the Irish.
Shout out to the Irish and shout out to those people who were absolutely getting it. And you know what? Good for them for staying active. I loved it. But yeah, still on that journey. But one other thing that I wanted to tell the people about was Nick's outing a couple of weekends ago. And if you know him, he's not someone that really gets out much, which is fine.
Not anymore.
Yeah, he used to get after it, apparently. And his friends decided for around St. Patrick's Day, there was this parade there was a St. Patrick's Day parade downtown.
Some parade for some holiday around St. Patty's Day.
There was a parade downtown and his friend had reached out to him and was like, hey, let's hang out this weekend. We'll go to this bar. It'll be fun. Do you want to just tell the rest of the story and then I'll get to the part where I come in?
Sure. I mean, day of, we're supposed to meet down. I was going to meet him down there at like 2:00. And I'm listening to the news like in the background. And I hear the local news talking about, I mean, what the hell is going on? Hold on just a second.
Do you hear someone screaming?
Yeah. This dude's like stuck. You keep this in the podcast. Can you hear me?
Yeah, kind of.
This dude is stuck like in front of our house and he's trying to motion for people to go around him. And they're like not going around him. And then he gets out of his car pouring rain. He's like, go around!
Should we help him?
I don't know. I don't know why he's sitting there.
What does he appear to be stuck on?
No idea. He's not stuck on. He's in a car. He's not stuck on anything.
I beg to differ. I've been stuck on quite a few things
you
in a car.
You think he ran into a boulder and is sitting on top of a boulder in the middle of our street?
I've done that. I've run into a sidewalk and I got stuck.
Okay.
Ripped a whole hole in my tire.
Whatever.
Or sometimes you just get stuck on other people's cars and you can't get off. Anyways, so you were watching the news and...
I was watching the news and I heard like in the background them talking about St. Patrick's Day parade downtown and it was today. And this is a week before St. Patty's Day. So I'm like, what the hell? I'm not going downtown like trying to find a spot to park in like when there's a parade going on. I text Nate. And I'm like, yo, did you know there's a parade downtown? Like, probably want to rethink where we're going. And he didn't say anything. So then I, like, looked up St. Patrick's Day Parade, Cincinnati. And the first search that came up, or the first, like, result that came up for my search, was promoting a bar crawl hosted by the bar that we're supposed to be going to. And I was like, nope. I'm bailing right now. I'm not going somewhere we're not even going to be able to get in, first of all.
So you thought it was a bar crawl that you guys weren't a part of. You just thought there was a bar crawl also there, and then you'd have to deal with
that. Well, that was
people.
My first thought, okay. And I'm like, I want to go have a beer with my buddy. I'm not trying to, like, get shoved around and, like, in crowds of people and, like, walk through people like this all night.
Yeah.
So I text him. I'm like, hey, did you know about this pub crawl? And now I'm starting to get a little... like, I see the three dots pop up, and then they go away. He's thinking. He's coming up with an answer or a reply. So then he finally texts back, or he doesn't text back. That's the funny thing. He doesn't text back and immediately calls me, and I know right away I have figured it out, but I'm going to let him tell me. So he calls me. He's like, dude, hey, Noah, my brother, and Max are on their way down. Like, we were trying to surprise you.
They're his friends from college.
Yeah, my buddies from college. We wanted to surprise you since you're not, like, doing, like, a bachelor party. Like, we want to at least, like, hang out. And we saw that there was, like, a pub crawl. Max and Noah got a Airbnb downtown. Like, you can stay there with us tonight or you can have Sid pick you up, whatever. And then, like, as I'm having this conversation with him, she's walking in the door. And I am seeing red. Because I asked her point blank if she was involved in this. Like, when Nate first texted me, I'm like, something's up. Like, are you involved in something with him? Like, are you guys, like, trying to plan something? She's like, I swear. Like, no. So, I finally tell her, and she had no idea.
I love he didn't include me because I probably would have.
Well, yeah, that's what he said. He was like,
I didn't want to tell
your brother or Sid yet. Because he also texted my brother, who was in Florida at the time. But he was like, I didn't want to tell your brother or Sid yet, just in case, like, it slipped. Mm-hmm. He's like, but it doesn't matter because he figured it out anyway. I'm like, dude, he should have just told me, like, I'll pick you up in, like, he should have said some other bar other than Pins.
The part that made it weird is because we thought that I was also invited.
Well, yeah, that was the first thing. Like, because, like, when you're about to get married, like, married,
you just do stuff
dating,
with each other.
You do stuff with, like, the other one, especially because he has two little boys. He's married. Mm-hmm. Like, all my friends are married at this point, really. Except for a couple. So then I just automatically was like, yeah, I'll see what Sid and I are doing. And, like, we'll go downtown and have a good time. He's like, I kind of was hoping that it was just going to be, like, the guys. And I was like, well, that's the first red flag.
I was like, you guys are just going to go hang out with you.
If this was college, like, that would be the standard. Would be like, I love Katrina to death. She's literally like an older sister to me.
Nate's wife.
But typically in college, if, like, Nate called me to hang out, it was like, it was usually because, like, Katrina was probably working or, like, class, whatever. She was doing something else. And it, like, was just going to be me and him. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just what I assume. But now, I just assume that, like, it's going to be all of us because that's just how things work. Mm-hmm. So that was the first red flag. But at the same time, like, okay, he has two little boys. Like, maybe he just wants to have a beer. Like, it's been a while since we, like, just hung out. Yeah. Like, just us. So I was like, let's do it.
I was like, shit, I'm not invited. So I went shopping. But yeah. So you guys go out. He picks you up around like 2-ish or a little bit before that. You go downtown. You start drinking. The drink of choice was Weller. So that was probably the first mistake. I was planning on...
One glass.
I was planning on picking you up at some point. So I just get a text around. I want to say it was like 8-something. And it was not English. It was like, you pick up here or something.
Well, hold on, I'll read it.
Okay, go back,
because if you want to do this,
it was enough that it didn't make sense where I had to put the question mark.
No,
right?
It made sense.
I highlighted it and said question. And we've been together for almost 3 years now, and I've seen you hammered probably like twice.
That's all you need.
And let me tell you, I learned a lot.
If you dated me in college, you'd see it every day. After every game.
If we dated in college, we would have gotten in so many fights.
So Saturday, wanna as come downtown.
Exactly.
Well, if I would have just left out as, it would have just be wanna come downtown.
It says one, like O-N-E.
Wanna. W-A-N-N-A.
Okay, wanna as come downtown.
Okay, but then you said, huh? And then I said, wanna pick me up.
Okay. Someone else typed
and then
that
you
for you.
Said, and yes, yes, where from? And I said, Tin Roof.
Uh-huh.
Okay, heading out now. Okay, babe. And then I sent you my pin.
No. The pin happened. Okay, so I knew he was at Tin Roof, which, you know how every downtown has that one bar that's the last bar you go to? That's what Tin Roof is for Cincinnati. He was there, and I was like, oh, he's fucked. So I drive down to Tin Roof, and then as I'm driving, one, I don't know my way around ever. I'm following the maps, and as I'm driving, I just keep getting incoming phone calls from Nick, but it was his friend Nate calling me, trying to tell me where they are because it was really crowded because of St. Patrick's Day. And he just keeps calling me. He's like, hey, we're outside. We're on this street.
Yeah, we were outside because I'm looking at the pin right now.
Yeah, but wait, we're on this street. He just keeps calling me. And every time he calls me, the map goes away. So I'm stressing out on the interstate. Like, stop calling me. I'll figure out where you are. He keeps calling me. He's like, okay, now we're on this street. Make sure you turn on this. I'm like, I don't know street names, even in my hometown. So I'm not going to know a street name, even if you give me directions right now. I don't have a map. Anyways, he calls me and I'm like, hey, just have Nick drop a pin. Just have him drop a pin because I can't deal with this anymore. I get there. Nate walks you to the car, which thank God he was nice enough to walk you to the car. You're super happy. You're like, oh my God, thank you so much for picking me up. My favorite person. You're the nicest drunk person ever. Which also was really funny is that your seat heater was on and you were driving away and you're like, my butt is on fire. I was like, turn it off. Anyways, he falls asleep somewhere along the way home, passes out, and then we get to the house. And when he wakes up, he's a completely different person. This Mr. Nice Guy, he was so lovey-dovey. He was
ready
just like,
for fights.
He was like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Like, woke up crazy. Didn't know who I was. And because I think just when you fell asleep, you were like, okay, this is where I stay. I will not move from this spot. So I'm trying to figure out, how do I get him in this car? We're in the driveway. I can't leave you in the car overnight. Here's my thoughts. One, I can't leave you in the car because then I would have to leave the front door unlocked to let you back in. Because I just imagine you trying to get in and like falling asleep on our doorstep.
No, what would
Two,
happen
I would
is,
never sleep with the door unlocked.
I would wake up and see that I'm in my driveway.
Uh-huh.
And I would just go back to sleep. Because like I would see that your car's here. My truck's here. We're good. I'll come in when I'm ready to come in.
It'd be freezing though.
I would feel a lot better than how I felt when I actually woke up.
So he wakes
bed.
Up and I was like, hey, we got to go inside, babe. We're here. And he was like, don't touch me. Get off of me. I was like, huh? We have to go inside. Like, we're home. We're here. You can't sleep in the car. He's like, don't touch me. Stop. And he goes back to sleep. And I was like, sick. Well, how do I get him out of the car? I go back inside. Dixie's like, what is going on? She's waiting at the stairs for him. And I have this idea because, one, I knew I couldn't call Kevin because he was in Florida, your brother, to help me out. And your dad was also traveling. So I was like, okay, I got to figure out how to get this guy out of the car and somehow walk him up the stairs because he's pretty heavy. So I have this bright idea because it's only 9 p.m. on a Saturday. And I was like, I'm going to set my...
Okay, 80.
I'm going to set my car alarm off to make him realize he's in the car and then he can't be here anymore and get him. Like, it was almost like torture. Like, what? Like a torture tactic.
Yeah, it was Guantanamo Bay. It was a CIA operative.
So I set my car alarm off. Then I walk back out after like 15 seconds of it. I didn't want to get too crazy with it because I didn't want to disturb our neighbors. I open the door. His forehead is wet with sweat. And he just looks at me. He goes, oh, I don't feel so good. So I was like, okay, now's the time. I'm going to help you get back upstairs into bed. So I have to walk him with him over my shoulder. There's a video of it on our Ring camera of me dragging his body, him like toppling over, back up the stairs. I get him into bed, barely. He lays down flat and I kind of flip him on his side. I take his shoes off, try to undress him. That wasn't going to happen.
Non-consensual.
And then he passes out. That's it. So Dixie's like, what is going on? I want my daddy to greet me. He didn't greet me. I'm a little stressed out. Why is he laying down? I had to get her into bed. She was not having it. Try to undress you. You fell asleep on my spot, fully dressed. And then I was like, okay, I'm sleeping on this side of the bed. And then at one point I get up to go to the bathroom.
Used to be my spot.
And you start rolling up. You roll on top of your spot. And then you're basically in the middle of the bed and I have nowhere to sleep. So that was the story of Nick going out for the one time this year. How'd you feel the next day when you woke up?
Awesome.
Yeah. Him and Dexy slept all day.
I'm on Daxa.
Him and Dixie slept all day in bed till 1 p.m. She was fully embracing it. So yeah, that's the story. And I'm just...
To be fair, we had a time change.
Daylight
that
saving.
Night.
So it was like noon, maybe.
It was 11 because I woke up at noon.
But you stayed in bed till 1.
You've exaggerated this every time you've told it.
This is what telling a story is about.
Okay. Well,
trauma.
I'm just calling you out on the facts.
Thank you. Thank you for holding me
accountable.
Or
lack thereof.
Anyways, are you going to have another bachelor party?
No.
No? That was it? Probably good.
If none of my friends want to have a bachelor, but like they're all married. They have kids. Like inflation is a son of a bitch right now. So maybe they do want to have a bachelor party for me, but like, I can't allow them to do that. That's so much money. So I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I don't care enough.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need one more night or one more weekend of getting absolutely blitzed. Like, I'm going to do that at the wedding. mm-hmm. with everyone, not just my groomsmen.
All right, so let's move on to what's happening in the world, keeping up with the kids. There's two main things that have been on loop on social media and in the news for weeks now, and people have been discussing them a lot, but I figured we should break them down for you. The two stories are...
Hold on. I gotta move my chair.
Why? Oh, the sun? We could pull this more next time so you could rotate more.
Okay, I don't want to rotate.
You said it was your idea.
Yeah, but I've done it now and I don't want to do it.
Got it. Okay. So the two stories are one, Vanderpump Rules and the cheating scandal with Tom Sandoval and Raquel. I don't know her last name anymore, but with those two. And then the other thing was the Selena versus Hailey Bieber. Let's start with Selena and Hailey. Okay, so basically this whole scandal started when Selena posted on TikTok a video of her eyebrows. She had just gotten them laminated, which is a thing that people do to their eyebrows, where they kind of like get them to be fuller. So she posted a video and she's like, I think I got my eyebrows too laminated, whatever. Then the video or a picture was posted of Hailey and Kylie Jenner of just like the photo of their eyebrows, basically allegedly making fun of Selena Gomez is in that video that she posted. So that's how this whole shit started. And then the internet was basically saying that Hailey's been bullying Selena online and that she's obsessed with her and all of this stuff. And then TikTok and the Selena lovers started going through basically the entire history of Hailey Bieber and all the reasons why she copies everything that Selena does. Here are the examples. Well, one, obviously, they both have been with Justin Bieber. So that's like the main thing. Two, when Selena had a cooking show, she created this cooking show from her home and she's like, hey, welcome to my home. I'm doing a cooking show. Hailey essentially created her own cooking show doing the same exact thing. Selena Gomez has a skincare line called Rare Beauty. And then Hailey Bieber has a skincare line shortly after called Rhodes. The big things that people have pointed out is that Hailey Bieber has or got this G tattoo after Selena got this G tattoo behind her ear. She got it for her sister, Gracie. Hailey also has the same G tattoo behind her ear. She got it. People were saying there was no reason why she got this tattoo, but now facts have come out that Hailey actually got this tattoo before Selena because she was doing it in support of one of the pastors from Hillsong.
Oh.
One of the pastor's daughter. No, wait. One of the pastor's daughter had a daughter who had some kind of disease that she had. So all of the celebrities were putting G tattoos on their body in support for Georgia. So it came out that it actually wasn't a copy. The other thing was that Justin gave Selena a diamond ring that said the letter J that she would wear when they were dating. And then this is the ring. And then later, Hailey, now married to Justin, got the same type of handwriting J on her ring finger.
It's like an F.
So now they're saying that she copied her. And then there's all these videos of Hailey wearing basically the same outfit as Selena and saying that she copied her. And then there's one other interview that Hailey did on The Tonight Show where previously Selena did an interview saying, like, I just wish people knew my heart. And then later on, there's a clip of Hailey just saying the same thing, basically like, I just feel like people don't know me. I wish they knew my heart. So those are all the things that lined up with the similarities. And I'm sure there's more. So based on those facts or alleged facts, what do you feel with this whole drama on the internet?
I feel like, number one, I would rather be skinned alive than get wrapped up or spend one single thought.
But here's the thing with this, like with the facts that people brought up, yes, maybe some things are similar. Yes, she probably copied her. But there's a lot that goes into what you're putting out into the world. These girls aren't just like sitting around the rooms like, I'm going to wear this outfit today. No, they have a stylist. They have makeup artists. They have hairstylists. They have all these. They have a team around them.
They don't fart unless their PR person like okays it first.
Exactly. It's not like she's sitting around in a room like, okay, let's do what Selena did. And maybe they are because it's like getting their.
I'm sure they have plenty of fucking time on their hands.
Yeah. So I'm like, if this is even true, I think it's not just Hailey's fault that she's copying these people. It's her team's fault. I think she needs a new team.
I think she's either really dumb and thinking that people are not going to catch on, that she's like trying to imitate her. So that's number one. Number two, maybe people just do the same things, guys, and say similar words and phrases.
Yeah, the phrasing thing was really a stretch.
Number three, Maybe she's doing it to troll her because she knows that Selena... Like, listen, I saw the documentary, unfortunately, of Selena Gomez's life. She is a grade-A spoiled brat. Everybody knows it. Just because you have an illness or disease does not give you the right to treat people like shit. And the entire time it was, well, me.
Well, it wasn't her documentary.
Okay, but a documentary is following your life. So that's how you treat people in real life? Because it's supposed to be real, right? If you don't treat people like that in real life, then it was all for the camera, which makes you look even worse. She's spoiled. She's a brat. Huge brat.
Well, I would say that they're both probably like that.
Yeah, 100%. One of them is just naturally, by nature, a brat. The other one is could possibly just be trolling her because she's a brat.
The other...
And I don't care about any of it.
The other theory I have, though, is maybe Justin is behind the scenes, like, being really mean to Haley and maybe comparing them or just, like, saying things that are making her insecure. So, and then whether she's consciously doing this or not, she's like, okay, well, maybe if I become more like Selena, he'll love me more. There could be that going on behind the scenes as well. There's definitely more to this story. And there's the whole copying thing with fashion. Like, everyone wears the same thing these days. We all are following the same trends. You know how many people have this sweatshirt that I have on? Literally every girl my age has this the bar sweatshirt. We just all copy each other. And plus,
that's
everyone...
That's the whole point of fashion, isn't it?
Apparently. Well, it used to be that everyone was like original and had these new things, but
yeah,
it's
but
hard
you're
to be original.
Because you want people to follow you. Like,
yeah. What is that quote? Like, imitation is the...
Is the highest form of flattery. Yeah. So, if you don't want to be a fashion icon, don't have an Instagram. Don't post shit. Otherwise, people are going to want to wear the same thing that you're wearing. They want to dress the same way. They want to do their makeup and their hair the same way. Stop putting a camera on you at all times. Stop posing and doing your makeup specifically to do videos and pictures.
Yeah.
If you don't want people to imitate you, don't document it. Don't put it out there. Or else people are going to imitate you.
The other thing, too, is all of us have been copying Hailey for the past year. Like, everyone has the Hailey Bieber nails. She has the Met Gala nails. That literally every girl has gone to the salon and asked for her nails. Everyone has copied her hair, her skin, her makeup routine. So, like, we're copying. Like, it's not okay for Hailey to copy Selena. I get where there's, like, some places that's awkward. But we're all doing this now in today's day and age. Yeah. So it's like, where's the line? How do you feel about the tattoos, like the J tattoo specifically?
It looks like an F.
I also feel like maybe Justin, because Justin gave that ring to Selena. Maybe Justin was like, Haley, go get this tattoo. This could all stem from Justin.
For one, I would never allow a girl to get any of my initials tattooed on her.
Not any girl, maybe me.
I'm saying, like, I wouldn't let anyone do that. Like, I just, unless it was like my mom or my sister.
Or like a daughter or something.
Yeah. Like, somebody who could potentially, like, leave me, or, like, not saying this is mm-hmm. going to happen, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to let a girlfriend, wife, I don't know. I guess I'm torn on this. But listen, I don't see them going the distance anyway, so I wouldn't mess with a tattoo. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Normal people who don't have a camera shoved in their face and aren't accused of dressing and acting like an ex, their lover's ex, probably don't want to get a tattoo of the other initial. Us.
Sounds like you're getting a tattoo of my name
people,
now across
no,
your forehead.
I'm definitely not. I think I'm good on the tattoos, but they're probably getting exactly what you like exactly what they want. You guys are giving it to them. They want to make this a bigger deal than it is.
This attention is good in everyone's eyes. Now recently this week, Haley has technically she made an apology, but didn't really apologize and said that her and Selena are working through this. And Selena went online and asked people to stop being mean and stop hating Haley and, like, let's move on from this. This is, like, childish and dumb. So
why can't we?
People will move on once there's, like, something else to talk about. Once there's, like, the new thing.
That's so sad. Like, why... Everyone has enough going on in their lives. Like, why do you have to, like, seek other shit to care about?
That's a deeper rooted question. I'm not sure.
I don't get, or maybe you don't have enough going on in your life. Maybe your life is so, like, mundane and, like, boring, I guess, that you have to seek feuds between people who, oh, God, I hate to say it, are not that talented. I'm not sure why they're famous.
I did love Selena back in the day with the... She has some good songs. I think she's gone through quite a lot.
Okay. Yeah. You know who else has gone through quite, been through quite a lot? Me. My mom. My sister. Military members who have lost limbs. And I'm sure they don't treat people like shit. People who are just there to literally like worship and help them. That's like half of the documentary is her being like, I look like shit. Don't tell me I look okay. I don't. It's like, God, dude. Like, first of all, turn this off. Oh. I'm not a fan of either. I don't really know anything about Hailey.
I think
Bieber.
That's the thing too, is people don't really know much about Hailey besides like the fact that she's with Justin and her style, which now they're saying
and that
wasn't
her uncle's
even
a murderer. Not gonna cut it.
Holy shit.
That's all I know.
Oh my god. All right, let's move on from them then, if we're gonna keep going down that road. The next one that came out that actually helped Hailey out in a way, because the whole narrative switched to Tom Sandoval versus everyone. The background on that, I'll just give you some main details. So Tom and Ariana have been on the show and have been together for now 10 years. The show that we're referring to is Vanderpump Rules. They were all staff at this restaurant, Sir. Originally, when Tom was on the show, he was dating another cast member named Kristen, who actually cheated on Tom with one of his friends, Jax. They cheated on the couch while Tom was on in the other room. But also, it came out later that Tom also cheated on Kristen because they made out before him and Ariana got together. They made out before they started dating. So the whole thing is like there's a lot of cheating within this friend group. So Raquel, who is the person that Tom cheats with later on, joins the show in 2016. She's the hostess and she's dating the DJ James at the time. He's the British one. He's very outspoken. They're dating and they get engaged in May of 2021. They later broke off their engagement a few months later. Raquel goes on this like single girl journey. She starts dating people. She dates the Sir manager Peter for a second. She was allegedly trying or like making out or made out with Tom Schwartz, which is one of Tom Sandoval's best friends who he owns two businesses with. So in March of 2023, Tom and Ariana officially split after 10 years of being together. Some of the main points are that Ariana and Raquel were friends during the cheating scandal. Raquel's real name is actually Rachel. We don't know where Raquel came from.
Red flag.
Also, another weird fact is that Tom paid... What?
You have to call me Nighthawk.
Another weird fact is that Tom paid for most of Raquel and James's engagement party. We still understand why that happened. The affair began around summer of 2022, which means that it was going on for like 6 or 7 months before it came out. Ariana originally found out about the affair at one of the Tom's concerts. She was going through his phone and found a video of Tom and Raquel like hooking up on FaceTime. I guess it was like a screen record or something. And then some very like sexual texts back and forth. So that's how she found out. And now it's all unfolding and then they've resumed filming so that they can cover this whole big drama that's been going on. Obviously everyone is team Ariana. Raquel has kind of apologized. Tom has kind of apologized. But everyone basically is now hating on Tom and Raquel who had this affair. Also, an interesting thing that fans notice is that Raquel and Tom have been wearing the same lightning bolt necklace. So it's been in front of our eyes for so long. And you've seen some of the episodes recently where Raquel's defending herself for other things while secretly knowing the fact that she was cheating the whole time with Tom is just kind of mind-blowing to watch. So yeah, that's the gist. What do you think?
It's hard to watch. Mm-hmm. Like now that you've told me that this happened and like to hear her like consistently like have like panic attacks over supposedly having panic attacks over the fact that her ex cheated on her.
Yeah.
But now that you know that, you're like, this girl's thinking about what she's done.
Yeah.
And unraveling before our very eyes.
Yeah. She's almost lashing out against other people for doing exactly the same things.
She's trying to get them off the scent.
Yeah. It's very crazy to watch.
It's crazy behavior, for sure.
Yeah. But the other thing with this show is that almost every cast member has cheated on each other. And they've all almost dated each other. I mean, this is really rough. Ariana's like the one that hasn't done that. And she's been like the favorite cast member for a long time. Like people are usually only fans of her. So it's you feel bad for her, but also it's like she's definitely better off after this whole thing.
You hate to see it. You hate to see it.
Nothing else to add? What do you think about
that? Anytime she repeats herself twice, like a phrase, she's like trying to fill dead air. And she's like, this dude's not responding to this story that everyone's gone absolutely crazy about.
Yeah.
How can he not have an opinion? Yeah. So what did you say?
What do you think about the lightning bolt necklaces? Do you think that's a coincidence or that they were secretly rubbing it in everyone's faces?
No, I think they were not secretly. I think they were trying to be slick and like, let's both get, it'll be like our little thing. And then they're just like, hey guys, we see the necklace, like the shit, what are you doing?
Yeah. I think
or nobody noticed it until this happened. And mm-hmm. now they're like, oh, see the necklace? Yeah. Maybe Ariana had a lightning bolt necklace. Maybe it was like Thunder Buddies. And they had like matching shit.
Maybe. They're all friends. What's Thunder Buddies mean? That's not an innuendo, is it?
No, you've never seen Ted?
Oh, yeah. Kind of.
Thunder Buddies. They were Thunder Buddies and they got commemorative necklaces.
So maybe it's bolts. Maybe it's because of that movie.
Well, probably not, but...
So yeah, that's the gist. So we're going to watch that unfold. But you were invested because you were like, oh my gosh, I guess the reunion's on tonight.
Well, I'm invested in this girl who's been acting like an absolute crazy person
mm-hmm.
getting straight up drug through the streets on this reunion episode.
Yeah.
Because that's just like, if you make a mistake, like people make mistakes. Like, yeah. But own up to it. Just be like, I fucked up. Like, I slipped up. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I slipped up for seven months.
I'm not a good person. Like, I'm going to work on myself. I'm mm-hmm. going to get better. But, like, I messed up and I own up to it. Instead, she chose to accuse others of literally the exact behavior and then have mental breakdowns on camera and then blame it on her ex, who was doing the exact same thing that she's doing, and probably what she was actually breaking down about. I think I don't know how I got wrapped into whatever show that was like showing highlights of it. It's probably one of those bullshit.
Extra.
Yeah. Have a different jingle, number one. No, I'm just kidding.
It sticks with you. What? No, that sticks with you.
It's very catchy.
Yeah.
But they were like, we caught up with such and such at the airport. I think it was what was that girl's name? No. The one that cheated.
Lala? Which one? They all cheated. Raquel?
The girl we were talking about. Yeah.
Okay, Raquel. Yeah.
Okay. She was at the airport and they're like asking her about her. And she's like, you know, I tried to apologize to Adriana, but like it just like fell on deaf ears or whatever. Like yeah, she didn't want any part of it. And like, you don't say.
Like, you can't
don't
just
get an attitude about it. You just ruined three people's lives.
Yeah.
Don't get shitty. Like when she doesn't accept your apology right away.
Yeah. Give her a second.
Yeah.
She did get confronted too by TMZ outside of a nail salon. And then she did like start apologizing there. But
yeah. Outside that, to TMZ.
Yeah. I think after that video came out.
Yeah, did.
So yeah. I can't wait to see it unfold. I'm sure Nick will be following along very closely.
I'll be following something. Probably asleep.
Let's finish off with one little question that people ask, because I asked what we should talk about on the podcast this week, and we'll finish it with something light. Nick, how often do you clean your belly button?
Excuse me?
Someone asked that question.
Wait a minute. They asked me specifically?
Both of us. How long do you clean?
Let me see this person, and I'll tell you if I'm going to give an answer or not.
Well, she says she was talking about it with her and her friends. Yeah. How often?
Well,
I would say when it starts to get that little brown layer.
Dude,
you take like a little cotton or.
How does your belly button get dirty?
It's dead skin that collects in there. It's not dirty. It's just like.
Yeah, but it gets cleaned like as you're showering.
No, I mean it depends if you have an innie or an outie. I have an innie, so I have to.
Like, I have an innie too, but I'm also not like that dense to where it's inches deep.
Yeah, I mean, mine
like
generally,
literally right on the surface.
Mine stays pretty clean. I think it's just the dead skin, but you can just like take a little cotton.
I've never, that's not even been a thought to me.
Well, there you go. Now you can think about it.
I'm not going to.
Last question. What's your morning routine? Or I have two options. Morning routine or what's something that you do in the day that grounds you?
Oh, it's kind of both the same. Watching a little bit of the local news.
Why?
Because
is that?
It's not like, it tends to not be very political. And it's just like talking about like certain festivals that are going on, like, and like Red's opening day coming up on Thursday. Like, it's just like, it's lighthearted. It's not like, plus it's important because it's the weather.
Yeah.
It's what's going on in the city. Like, so I like doing that. As far as grounded, I don't really have a time throughout my day to find time to be grounded. I'm not sure I know what that means. I'm not trying to be an asshole. Like I obviously like, I don't have, especially right now with the wedding stuff. Like mm-hmm. I go from work to coming back here or working all day here. And then like 5:30 rolls around and I'm down in that basement putting stuff together for the wedding.
You're almost done. I would just say it's something that helps you just like center yourself, which sounds like it's your morning routine.
It's probably, yeah, it probably is. They're one and the same.
Yeah.
Like just getting up early where it's really the only time where my work phone's not ringing. I don't have emails coming in. No offense, but like I don't have to have a conversation with somebody. Like I can just, I'm just by myself. Like, and I think before we met and I lived alone, like I got a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't, I guess that's why I'm like, I don't know what that even means. Like being getting grounded throughout your day. Like
sounds like you're needing to tap back into it.
No, that's what I'm saying is like, that's what my morning is. Yeah. Like I have like, well, about 2.5 hours to just like chill, get on my phone. I'm not having to answer like questions and stuff about the wedding. Like, and again, I'm not trying to be an ass, but like you do get that throughout your day.
Yeah.
A lot.
I need
like
alone
it's where
time.
It's just you and Dixie here. Mm-hmm. Like when I go to the office, I'm around people. Like I'm constantly having conversations. I'm either typing emails, on the phone, talking to people at work. Like it doesn't stop for me.
Yeah.
So like that's my only time. So when you came out the other morning and you're like, "Hi."
So I'm just like, pissed.
"What are you doing up?" And you're like, "I don't know. I was up." I'm just like, okay,
great.
Well, I'm going to go do something.
Yeah, I get,
are you
I
crying?
Mean, I cry when I laugh.
She's sad. Look at her face.
No.
Yikes, dude. It's not a personal attack.
Everything's personal.
Sometimes I like when she goes, like when I have to, even when I put Dixie back in the room, like that's like where I'm like, okay, I don't have to hear her licking her paws. Like, she's gotten it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's not going to like constantly be in my face while I'm trying to like look at something on my phone. Like,
no, I mean, time alone is completely necessary and
I don't get any of it.
Yeah. If you don't get it, it's tough when someone takes it away. So
I guess it used to be Monday nights when you would,
sorry,
get my fruit a bowl.
My thing lately has been sitting in silence. Like you like to keep the TV on all day, but when you're at work, Dixie and I will be here doing our thing and I will turn the TV off because one, some of the shows that are on during the day are just like ridiculous. And two, I just, sometimes I get so like revved up from either being on my phone too much or too much noise from the TV or just in general. So silence has been my way of just like decompressing and turning off everything.
Yeah. I'm okay with the TV being off. What I'm not okay with is she will keep the TV on, but then just mute it, which is
why does that
so
make you mad?
Infuriating.
Why?
Because it makes me feel like I'm sitting at like a doctor's office. It's like, oh God, I wish I could hear what this looks interesting, but the remote's over there. I'm gonna have to go over there and turn it up
like
to hear.
Tease.
Yeah, it's annoying because you're like constantly like, what are they talking about? But if the volume's up, you know it's something you're not interested in. You can go back to doing what you're doing.
What if I put subtitles on?
I hate it because it's even more work because you're reading it then.
It's a job. Okay, so I'll just turn it off. That is the episode for us this week, you guys. Thanks so much for being here, for listening. We'll be back soon. And if you could share the episode, tag us, all the things, and we'll love you for it. Have a great rest of your week. Bye.
See ya. I'm done here.
That is it for me today, you guys. Thank you so much for being here and for listening. Before you go, make sure that you rate, review, follow, subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And in the spirit of sharing, be sure to share the podcast with a friend or give us some love on social media and tag us at Something to Share Podcast on Instagram. See you next Wednesday.